this week, I was told of a situation that happened with my neighbor. She had this housekeeper who always cleans her house. So the housekeeper was like, went to meet my neighbor and asked my neighbor that her money was too small and she needed the woman to increase it, that's my neighbor, to increase the money. And my neighbor flared up, like she was literally angry and like, why would she come and demand for extra money, extra cash from her and everything. And the work, the house chores, the work she was doing at home was like too much for the amount my neighbor was paying her. Like my neighbor was paying her 10,000 naira, and 10,000 naira can do nothing in this present Nigeria. 10,000 naira is very, very little. It's like, I don't know, it's very, very small. Because for you to go somewhere in Nigeria, you need like, in like 5,000 naira. So imagine you're paying you 10,000 naira a month and you're feeding, it doesn't make sense. And she chased the housekeeper from her house. The housekeeper was not even staying in the house, she was staying in like, they had a security of security house where the security guard stays, and the housekeeper was married to the security guard. So my neighbor chased the housekeeper away and chase the security guard away because they were married. This brings me to my topic, show a little kindness. And it's what inspired me to talk about kindness. It's very appalling the way people are not kind in this world today. People are just not kind. Like, you're just so mean to people and it's so unfair. You're just mean to a celebrity you see online. You just say harmful comments to a celebrity you see online because you feel like you shit on the celebrity, not because the celebrity did anything to you. Or you're just mean to someone because you feel like you have higher power, you have money, you have class more than this person who is beneath you or below you. It won't just hurt you to show a little kindness. So today's topic is show a little kindness, transformative effect of kindness. Like, talking about what kindness brings to you. In a world that can sometimes feel cold and disconnected, kindness acts as a beacon of light, radiating warmth, compassion, empathy. Being kind to others is a simple yet powerful gesture. That's the potential to transform lives, strengthen relationships, and create a ripple effect of positivity. In today's episode, I would like to talk about the importance of kindness, its benefits, and also talk about practical ways to incorporate kindness into our daily lives. My first point today is kindness as human connection. Kindness as a human connection. Kindness is like a bridge between, it's a bridge that connects us as human beings. It transcends our differences, like it transcends whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, whether you're straight, whether you're gay, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're Asian. It just transcends those differences and it fosters a sense of community. A genuine act of kindness has the power to uplift the spirit. It has the power to make someone feel good, make someone feel better about themselves. It brightens someone's day and restores faith in humanity. Like when you're kind to someone, you just make that person have hope and say, and like, when you're kind to someone and it makes that person has hope that, okay, they are still good people on this earth, not everybody is that terrible. By extending kindness, we acknowledge the inherent worth and dignity of others. we acknowledge that this person is worthy. Is this person it's just like a sense of respect for that person. It fosters understanding and it fosters inclusivity. Another point to note is the impact of kindness. Kindness has a profound impact. Like, we should not underestimate the power of kindness. Like, the impact of kindness is very, very profound. You can't even fathom what kindness can do, how the length kindness can go in someone's life. Not only you giving the kindness, or not only you receiving the kindness, like, the two of you are benefiting. The receiver and the giver benefit from kindness. As a giver, when you choose to be kind, your own well-being is enhanced. You feel good about yourself. Like, I don't know how you put it. Kindness just releases oxytocin. Like, oxytocin is like you feel good hormone. Yeah, right. So kindness just makes you feel. That oxytocin promotes like a sense of joy, fulfillment, connection. It strengthens our sense of purpose and gives us a greater sense of meaning in our lives. Like, it makes you feel whole, makes you feel dignified, makes you feel human. Another point I like to take note is building meaningful relationship. What kindness does is it builds meaningful relationship. Kindness is one of the basis, one of the foundation of meaningful and healthy relationship. Like me, I tell myself that if this person is not kind to me, I can't date that person. They're not kind to me. If I won't be kind to others, like, you won't be kind to me and you're not kind to others, like, it's a very, very, very huge turn off for me. Like, when someone is just unnecessarily mean because you feel like this person is different from you, you feel like because she's a woman, you're not supposed to be kind to that person, or if you feel because he's a man, you're not supposed to be kind to that person, or because you feel like, oh, I'm richer than this person, I'm not supposed to be kind to that person, or you feel your people are not of the same class, or you feel you guys are not of the same race, or you feel you're not from the same country, or you're not of the same sexuality, and you're not kind to that person. It just doesn't make sense. So it's, if you are kind, when you are building a meaningful and healthy relationship with the other party, small acts of kindness, little acts of kindness, such as listening attentively, offering support, or showing appreciation, nurturing trust, deepen connections, and create a safe space of vulnerability. It makes people want to be vulnerable, makes people want to express themselves. Like, they are free, they feel human enough to express themselves to you. By practicing kindness, we cultivate authentic relationships built on empathy, compassion, and mutual respect between one another. And it enriches the lives of those around us. Now, I want to talk about the ripple effect of kindness, like the boomerang effect of kindness. The ricochet effect of kindness, like, it's just the boomerang, it's what you throw at someone, throws back to you, or what's like, get what I'm trying to say, the ripple effect. Kindness has an extraordinary ripple effect. When we choose to be kind, we inspire others to do the same. A single act of kindness can set off a chain reaction, spreading positivity, compassion throughout our communities, throughout our family, throughout our school life. Anything we do, when we choose to be kind, we inspire others to be kind too. And when we are showing support to others, when we are doing things that are out of the ordinary, it's like I said, it's an extraordinary ripple effect. When we do things like out of the ordinary, when we do kind, show support, show appreciation, nurture trust, when we do all these, people are inspired to be like us. You understand? Each act of kindness, no matter how minute, no matter how small, no matter how little, has the potential to create a domino effect, influencing countless lives in ways we may never fully comprehend. We'll never understand how far kindness can go in people's life. Like, it's incomprehensible. How do you incorporate kindness in our daily lives? So some people might not know that they are not kind, and we learn every day. So how do we try to incorporate kindness in our life? Kindness is not limited to grand gestures or extraordinary circumstances. It can be woven in the fabric of our daily lives. Here are some practical ways to cultivate kindness. Number one is practice empathy. Seek to understand others' experience. Seek to put yourself in their shoes. Try to understand why they are like this. And don't condemn them. Don't judge them. Try to understand that, wow, I could be in the same shoes as them. That is an act of kindness. Trying to put yourself in other people's shoes. Trying to show compassion. Like I said, practice empathy. The second one is show gratitude. Express gratitude. Express appreciation for the people and things in your life. Try to say thank you for anything, any assistance someone gives you. Try to say thank you. This act of gratitude, this the act of expressing gratitude, it can go a long way in brightening someone's day. It can go a long way in making the day of a person feel worth it. It's just the human thing to do. You understand? Another way to incorporate kindness in our lives is offer a helping hand. It cannot be overstated. I think kindness stems from this. Offering a helping hand. Look for opportunities to assist people. Offer support. Lend a listening ear. Or volunteer your time for a cause you care about. You can go to the orphanage. You have clothes and you just hang it in your wardrobe, and you're never going to wear those clothes. Give it to people who don't have those clothes. Give it to someone who needs that clothes more than you. Give your shoes to someone who needs that shoe more than you. You understand that in life, like, if you, like I said, if you practice empathy, if you put yourself in people's shoes, you understand that I myself, I can be in the same position as this person is. So why don't I just try to be kind to this person? It won't cost me anything. Just try to be kind. Go an extra mile for someone today. Like, try to do it. It goes a long way. It does not just benefit that person, it benefits you too. Another way to incorporate kindness in our life is practice active listening. Try to be fully present when someone is speaking to you. Try to pay rapt attention. Make that person feel like, okay, you're deserving of being heard. Make that person not feel and just like he's disturbing or she's disturbing you, or she's like, I don't know, intruding your space and everything. Try to tell that person, okay, I'm here, I'm ready to listen to you, and I'm here to offer any advice I can give to the best of my ability. Give them your undivided attention. Validate their feelings. Make them feel like, yeah, whatever you're feeling right now, it's understandable. Try to just be human with them. Respond with kindness, understanding. Don't judge people. Like, that's one thing we humans try to do. Like, someone come and tell you their problem, and next thing is to judge them. That if they wanted to be judged, they wouldn't have come to you. I'm not saying you shouldn't correct them. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you shouldn't condemn their acts. Like, you shouldn't condemn them as a human being. You can condemn their acts, but don't condemn them as a human. Don't feel like, don't make them feel like they are not deserving of forgiveness. You understand? So that's another way to incorporate kindness in our lives. Perform random act of kindness. Surprise someone with a small act of kindness, like it's their birthday, get them something. It must not even be their birthday, get them something. You may be feeling down because maybe things are not going on for them. Send them message, send them words of encouragement. Like there's this person that's always sending me a message on WhatsApp as I'm in law school. She's always sending me a message, and we're not really that close. She was like a schoolmate in uni, but we're not really that close, like compared to my friends in uni. But she always sends me like a lengthy message, like which encourages me, which makes me push forward, makes it's just inspiring, like how she's just kind and we're not from, it's just amazing. And it's what we as humans supposed to try to do. You don't necessarily need to be very very close, you don't necessarily need to be siblings, family and friends for you to like show a little kindness to someone. Like there's this jam my dad used to play when we were kids. Show a little kindness, shine out for everyone to see. Like my voice is bad, but what I'm trying to say is that like it won't cost you to just be kind to people, to just empathize with people, to just put yourself in their shoes. Like my neighbor I told you about, if she had put herself in that woman's shoes, she had a family to feed, and you were paying her 10,000 naira, what's the 10,000 naira do to her? Why didn't she just put herself in her shoes? Like, what would cost her to increase the woman's salary? Or tell the woman, even though she does not have that amount of money, she would have as well spoken to the housekeeper nicely. Or makes her feel like, okay, she's not a dirt bag that you throw your disgusting words into. Kindness is a powerful force that has the ability to transform lives, strengthen connections, and create a more compassionate world. It's very important for us to be kind. It cannot be overemphasized. Like, it can't. Kind to someone on social media, kind to someone in your daily life, kind to an elderly person, kind to a young person, be kind to anybody. Anybody deserves to be kind to. It's just what you should do as a human. It's just what to make us human. Like, imagine everybody is kind in this world. I think the rate of killing will be low, the rate of stealing will be low. Like, imagine someone is broke and can't afford something, and another person gives that person what he needs. Do you think the world will be messed up like this? No. But someone is there so fucking rich but can't share because they are unkind or they are greedy, and they just feel like, oh, I work hard for this money, this person that's below me doesn't deserve it. It's just a very very wrong notion to have. I think we should try as much as possible to put ourselves in people's shoes. In conclusion, I just want to conclude by saying embracing kindness as a way of life can spread joy, foster human connection, and make a positive impact on the lives of others. Let us try to remind ourselves constantly that a small act of kindness, a little kindness, a minute kindness, holds an immeasurable value and have the ability to create a ripple effect that extends. Thank you for listening to Jemima Views. Make sure you tune in next week for another special episode. Bye.